Thank you and good morning. The District Attorney's Office has charged James Merrick with homicide, along with felony DUI causing injury and death for his actions last Wednesday night. Merrick was behind the wheel of his pickup truck when he struck a juvenile female who was walking along Central Avenue in McKinleyville. The girl suffered fatal injuries, and Merrick, who had tried to flee the scene on foot, was prevented from doing so by witnesses nearby. Merrick was already on probation from a previous DUI conviction from March of last year. He'll be back in court on January 3rd for a hearing. State Senators Mike McGuire and Scott Wiener have introduced a bill that would require that any future candidate for president or vice president must make their tax returns available to the public to be eligible to have their name appear on the California ballot. McGuire said in a statement that transparency is a nonpartisan issue. Voters deserve full disclosure of their future leaders' tax returns, and they should be entitled to them. The bill is a direct response to the refusal of President-elect Donald Trump to release his tax information that flew in the face of decades of presidential candidates having done so voluntarily. Fortuna Mayor Sue Long will swing the gavel at city council meetings for another 2 years after she was re-elected as mayor by the council last night. Mayor Pro Tem Tammy Trent was re-elected to her position as well after city council members Doug Strahl, Linda Gardner, and Tiara Brown had their say. There will be horse racing at the Humboldt County Fair next year after the California Horse Racing Board assigned the final race days of the year to the fair. General Manager Richard Conway said that the fair can hold race days between August 22nd and September 4th, and now the fair board will discuss the matter and decide which days will be race days. Conway said that the popular junior livestock show and auction that earned more than $700,000 last year may be moved up to the first week of the fair to avoid any conflicts with the opening of the school year. If you're in Eureka this morning around 8:45, there stands a good chance that you will see a large collection of police, fire, and other emergency vehicles as they travel from the Sequoia Conference Center to Target. The procession will be the third annual Eureka Police Department's Shop with a Cop event, as police officers pair up with 50 kids under the age of 12 to go Christmas shopping. Police have teamed up with Big Brothers and Big Sisters, Betty Chin, and the Boys and Girls Club this year, and the event is made possible by donations from local businesses, clubs, and private individuals. Residents interested in obtaining county permits for the cultivation of medical marijuana have until December 31st to get their applications into the Planning and Building Department. If you do not apply for a cultivation permit by the deadline, you won't be able to obtain one until the county completes its environmental impact report next year. For more information, contact the Planning Department. While Caltrans continues its work on Highway 299, a route that is expected to remain closed through January 8th until a temporary roadway can be opened, County Public Works will close down Redwood Drive today for maintenance work. Redwood Drive will be closed between Bear Canyon and Evergreen from 9 this morning until 1 o'clock this afternoon as work crews clean up the last debris from a slide from last week that closed down the roadway for a short while. Motorists will need to use an alternate route. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The deadline for those interested in serving on the Measure Z Advisory Committee, the body that considers the applications for funding for public safety purposes, is January 12th. There are four seats that need to be filled, two at-large seats, the fire chief's representative, and the representative from the 3rd District. Supervisor Ryan Sundberg said on Talk Shop that he has some specific criteria he wants his district's representative to have before he makes an appointment. The first requirement is that they are prepared for a serious time commitment. The committee meets often and for long hours. Sundberg also said he wants no shrinking violets.
The other thing that I look for that I try and find in a person is someone who is not someone who will sit back and just kind of go along with what everyone's saying. And I want someone who's strong and stick up for the 5th District. You know, make sure that we're getting our fair share of Measure Z, you know, and not just go along to get along.
Sundberg said the representative also has to have the same outlook and priorities for Measure Z funding as he does and be willing to work on behalf of the district.
And I make sure our priorities are the same and that they have the same understanding that I have of what public safety is, you know, and then you know, because on the ballot measure it said public safety, and then it said, you know, had roads on there. And so I want them to make sure that they have the same understanding that I have.
The Measure Z Advisory Committee holds its first meeting of the new year on January 27th. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.